All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Christopher Celery, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to All Business Media. I'm your host, Christopher Celery. Joining me now from Newburyport, Massachusetts, she is the owner of Sacred Temple Arts. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Sasha L. Fassa to the show. Sasha, welcome. How are you today?
I'm great, Chris. Thank you. And it's actually art plural.
Yep.
A-R-T-S. Yes.
Yes, I believe I said that.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All righty. So welcome to the program. Thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
Very happy to be here.
All righty. So why don't you start us off, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. So I'm a sexual empowerment coach, an educator, and holistic practitioner. So I help people to get the best sex and love life that they desire. And how I do that is by combining my sex education training with, I'm also a tantra teacher, and I'm a holistic practitioner. And I also relationship intimacy and sex coaching. So you get this variety of the holistic approach to sex education, to sexual healing, to sexual empowerment, and relationship and intimacy healing and empowerment as well.
Alrighty. Now, what got you started in this realm of life?
Well, I started out being first a holistic practitioner, and I was very much interested in everything around healing arts and metaphysics, and took many trainings and became a Reiki master and healer, and was doing all this great spiritual like healing work and loving it and transforming my life and working with others. And one day I saw a flyer for Sacred Sexuality Workshop, and I had never seen the word sacred and sex anywhere near each other before, and it is that sexuality was a topic that was not brought forth in almost all the trainings and the work I was doing. And so I was fascinated, and after I went to my first workshop in my early 20s, I pursued deeply the practice and art of Tantra and sacred sexuality. And this was for my own personal healing, because I had sexual assault and rape when I was young. I had a lot of sexual trauma in general, and the healing arts were very healing, but they were missing a big part, which was also focusing on and healing sexual issues and that piece. So Tantra really brought that forth for me.
Alrighty. Now, you know, you said that you went for a class. What kind of requirements do you have, you know, to be what you are, you know, a sexual empowerment coach?
That's a great question. You know, I'm very different in that I'm not a sex therapist. You have to have a license to be a sex therapist. I'm a coach, and I have coaching certification as well as 20 different types of healing arts that I'm certified in. I have certification as a sex educator through Planned Parenthood, and I have an advanced certification through the Source School of Tantra, which is a very well-known Tantra school that is based, it was originally in Hawaii, now it's in California, and many other trainings. And I have a master's degree from Goddard College, and my master's degree is in health arts and sciences, so the holistic field again. And I focus specifically in my master's degree on women's empowerment through sexual healing practices that are well-known in the Tantra community. So my background is very varied, and I don't know anybody else that's doing this the way that I'm doing it and has such a varied background. But essentially, as a sex therapist, you can't touch people. But as a holistic healer, I can touch people. I have certifications to do therapeutic energy and body work. But this is not hands-on sexual work like sex work or what some Tantra practitioners do. All my sessions are clothing on, legal sessions, and what I do is I provide home play programs for all of my clients, so all of the sexual practices that they may be doing solo or with a partner are done in the privacy of their own bedrooms, at home, wherever they like, with their home play program and me following up with them on the work. But essentially, when they're in my office, there's, as I said, there's no nudity, and I run a legal practice that's coaching and healing arts. So different than sex therapy in that there is therapeutic touch, not just talk therapy, but again, it's all a legal practice.
Alrighty. Now, why do you think your clients choose you over someone else out there? What sets you apart?
Let's see. You know, people are drawn to me. I believe everything is energy, and, you know, science has proven that at this point, and I especially teach that sex is about energy. You can learn all the techniques that you would like and the skills, and that's great. But to be a masterful lover, you need to know about energy. You need to be tapped in and tuned into the energy level, life force, the sexualness of your own being, and then be able to play with that with others. And so I have that innate ability. That's what I've uncovered in my healing and spiritual practices and evolved. And so I help people to awaken sexually, and people are drawn to me because of my energy. And, you know, I have good credentials as well, but it does tend to be people just find me, and I get them started on that track of how to really awaken and become what I call, you know, a masterful lover. And that's not just in the bedroom either. You want to be a masterful lover in all aspects of your life.
Absolutely. Now, you know, where do you think you see yourself in the near future? What's on tap for you next?
Well, I will be continuing to expand the Sacred Temple Arts mission and the pleasure that that brings to me, and to bring more pleasure essentially to the world. My motto is actually choose pleasure as a way of life. And it's just my passion to continue to awaken and expand really consciousness, more consciousness on this planet. And I do that specifically through sexual empowerment and healing. And I think with the Me Too movement and everything else that's going on, no one can deny how badly this type of work is needed and that we all need it.
All right. And if my audience wants to reach out and find out more information, what's the best way to do that?
It is through my website, sacredtemplearts.com. And there's a consult button on there, so you can sign up for a free consultation with me. And you can also find the phone number and an email as well. So if you prefer to reach me that way, then you can do that too. I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. You can find me on social media and YouTube.
All righty, Sasha. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You're absolutely welcome. And for everyone else out there, stick around. We will be right back after this.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Christopher Sellery, exclusively on All Business Media.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.